A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed him and ordered the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. Then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. Now Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some were Pharisees. So he called out before the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead." Now when he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and a group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection or angels or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonging to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take them into his compound. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so also you also bear witness in Rome." The word of the Lord. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, "My Lord are you, O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup. You it is who hold fast to my lot. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. You will show me the path of life, fullness of joys in your presence, that delights at your right hand forever. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "I pray not only for these, but for also those who believe in me through their word, so that they may be one. All that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, that they also may be one in us. The world may believe that you sent me, and I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be, that they may see my glory that you gave me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you. And they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I may be in them." The Gospel of the Lord. So I still have this sinus infection, so I can't hear out of my right ear, so I can't hear myself preach. So if I get loud or get soft, bear with me today. And so today we see what Jesus' prayer, what's on the heart of God? Jesus, who is God, what's on his heart? That we may be one. This is his last prayer before he dies, that we may be one. So we got to look at our lives and think, am I a person who works for unity or disunity? Do I look at other people and see how they're different than me? Or do I look at other people and see what they agree with me? Whether that be in the Catholic Church, whether that be in our Christian denominations. We're all saved by grace. We're all saved by Jesus. But we fight over the things. And, oh, I'm better than you. And that's really what we say when we fight. I am better than you. What my belief is always better than you belief, you poor little soul. You know, just coming back from the Holy Land, the divisions there, unbelievable. Even in the Holy Sepulchre, you know, it's unbelievable how they fight between the Romans and the Greek Byzantine and all them. And, oh, my gosh, it's bad. It's so bad that they can't even have the key to open up the Holy Sepulchre. They gave it to a Muslim so the Christians wouldn't fight over it. Does that point to the glory of God? Even, again, here we see in the first reading, the Pharisees and the Sadducees fought amongst themselves. This is what they did. And the difference we all know is a Pharisee believes in life after death. The Sadducee does not believe in life after death. That's why they're so sad, you see. Now, again, we look at what makes them different. Am I a person who brings unity and works for unity that the world may believe that Jesus is God? Or am I a person that only looks at what I believe and all the other people who don't believe like me? Those poor, poor people. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. And stand in